God. And anything you prove, you will be in the light of God's word, not in the light of the message of Malachi 4. If, when you say that, you are talking about quoting the man. Do you know that? Huh? What do you mean by in the light of the message of Malachi 4? In the light of the message of the hour. If you have the light of God, you have to take the Bible. That's what the light is. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. But you are little candlesticks. You are little candlelight. Is that right? Brother Branham is just the same. He wasn't the morning star. He was only the evening star. Why make it a bit? Why did the light of the evening star come from? He came from the sun. Oh, you know, on the internet, just recently, there was an issue of taken out with a white woman, young woman, married to an Indian man. So the father of the young lady was, of the daughter, was not happy. He says that you should not marry a black because Brother Branham said so. God make black black. God make white white. There should be no mixing. And he was very upset because the daughter married the black man. This happened also in Singapore. In the other fellowship, they got all upset. Indian brother married a sister who is Chinese. They were all confused up there. Some of them came and asked me whether it is possible, what I think about it. I said, what's the problem? So what's the problem with the Indian married a Chinese? Oh, my problem, sir. So, you know, my problem, sir. So, okay, don't ask me then. Who is your authority? I said, where did you come from, my friend? I said, where did you come from? Who is your father? Don't talk about skin. I said, don't you know that you came from Noah and his wife? The three children of Noah? Ham, Shem, and Japheth? You are telling me that Ham was a Negro? That his lip was thick? And his hair was stinky? No! Ham was a little darker brown, yes. But when people migrate to different countries, the food they eat alter the genes in their body. Oh, but Brother Abraham said so. Brother Abraham said so. Brother Abraham has a reason for saying so. Because he's living in a country where, in the area, later on, when they just find out that in Kentucky, the southern part, where, you know, Georgia and Florida, all these places, South Carolina, all these, there are a lot of black people there. And there's always been a racial problem. Huh? So, of course, Brother Abraham has a strong opinion. Brother Abraham wasn't a Tassilo. Brother Abraham has a strong opinion. Don't do that. It's a merry white white man back. But they make it touch to the Lord. Let me say one thing. As I said this before, if Brother Ben had a strong opinion that we shouldn't, that people that believe that Christians should not drink coffee, huh? He said, no, you should not be drinking coffee. You know, it's common. It's full of your mind and you get around and blah, blah, blah. If Brother Ben had a strong opinion about coffee, you know what happened to these people in the message? None of these Brother Ben would drink coffee. And then you tell them, they start drinking tea. They say, no, you shouldn't drink tea because tea is gone. But Brother Branham only mentioned coffee. They would have all kinds of reasons. Oh, you think that it's not true? I can tell you that it will be. Because when they lifted a man, they believed a man until everything he said is 100% to be obeyed. Don't you know one thing? You're following a man. Huh? You know Paul? Yeah, Paul said he followed me as a follower of Christ. That's true. He said that. Is that right? And he also said this. He said, if any man comes to preach another gospel, then I'll preach to him be a damn. Right? But also he said this. I'm glad that these brethren, their wife, they chuck up what I said with the scripture. They don't believe just simply what I said. They believe it by searching the scripture. And whether it is so. Right? Do you believe that Paul makes this statement? He does. He did. There are many things that's not recorded in the Bible. But if you want to record in the Bible, just like Moses and John and King David's case, huh? He will put it there if he wants to. We need to know what is absolute, what is inspired, in breath of God. In that scripture that we have, it is in breath of God. Not just a man, a preacher coming out here to speak the word of God. His own word is not in breath of God. But the message behind it, if it's from God, then you hear with the spiritual ear. You understand it? And check it out with the Bible. Because all the word that's written in the original, as God put it there, God intended to be precisely exactly what He wanted. But in the speech of men, there's always a lot of error. Yes or not? Think about it. So don't come and tell me about in the light of the message of the hour. And then start quoting Barabbas and dance the, you know, the war dance thing, you know. Barabbas said this, Barabbas said, you know what to do that, don't you? Oh. All right. Now, if the other thing that has been said is that the rapturing faith, the Barabbas says, lies in the messages. It's lying in the messages. So you know what? A lot of people come tell me, you know, you can only get rapturing faith by hearing Barabbas' tape and read Barabbas' book. I say, is that so? I say, yes, Barabbas says lying in the messages. I say, how many books do I have to read in order to get rapturing faith? How many tapes do I have to hear? Well, he says, oh, I don't know. As many as you can, just build up the rapturing faith. Oh. Okay, then I said, what about the poor people in India who don't have no education, don't know English, and don't even know, have any book translated into their language? They are not going to go on the rapture, huh? So God is very good to the white people, huh? So only the white people who are educated in English will go up, and people like Chinese like me who knows English will go up. Is that right? And then Jesus must be hypocrite. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor. And the poor, they have no education, they are not going to make the rapture, they are blessed. Who made that kind of a doctrine? It's a demon that goes into somebody's head who doesn't know, who doesn't even have a revelation of the Word of God, and stir up the intellectual mind. I can tell you one thing, my brother Abraham said, rapturing faith lies in the message that's true. How do you look at it? What did the message tell you to do? Get back to the Word. That's where the rapturing faith is going to come from. Messages don't point to itself. It points to a destination. If you don't get back to the Word, how are you going to get out of rapturing faith? You can put the Bible aside then. If rapturing faith comes by hearing the tapes and reading the book of Brother Bang, put the Bible away. Don't use the Bible. And you can sit and listen to all almost 2,000 tapes of Brother Bram, and we will see whether he makes a rapture or not. I can tell you one thing, when the rapture takes place, you'll still be in your room listening. And cobwebs will be building around you. That's what it will be. And the other thing is this, rapturing faith, and I say this one thing again, and I say this often, faith is something that when you receive, it works instantly. Yes or not? Yes or not? So now if faith, rapturing faith, lying in the message of Brother Brown, these people have listening and listening to it, reading it, how come they are not raptured all these years? Well, let's assume just to say that 63 was the year. They talk so much about it, that Christ come down and so forth. Well, let them have all their opinion. But let's take 63. Now, they are still around here. Many of them are still alive here today. 63 until today, how many years now? It's almost 40 years. Is that right? 38, 39? Right or not? How come they're still hanging around and they're still not raptured? The day that when you receive Jesus Christ into your heart and repent of your sin and you receive the Holy Ghost, how long does it take for you to be saved? How long does it take for you to be a child of God when you receive salvation of faith or saving faith? How long? Does it take months, years? For you to realize that you are a child of God? When the day that you receive Jesus Christ and when you are born again, that's the day when you are saved. Is that right? Yes. A person can just hear the gospel of one woman, fall on his knee and says, Lord, Savior, I'm a sinner. And he starts confessing and repenting, truly confessing. And the Holy Spirit hits the man. The Cornelius family, they received the Holy Ghost then when they heard the good. Did they take them even one whole day? Huh? When were they saved? When the Holy Spirit came. When they get salvation, saving grace, saving faith, that's when you are saved. What about healing faith? The same thing. Operates the same. Is that right? When you receive the healing faith, if you have a cancer, you get healed instantly. Your lump, whatever lump of cancer may be in your body, begin to shrink and die immediately. Maybe 2-3 days later, you cough that thing out. Is that right? When you receive that revelation, that faith, you know you got it. It works just like that because God gave it to you. Now, is there any different from rapturing faith? Out there! You can hear this tape. How long does it take you for rapturing faith to work? And if you think that you receive rapturing faith by listening to all these tapes of Brother Branham, as some say, it's there in the message. You say, listen, there has been so many years now. Why are you still here? Why? You should be gone, though. Long gone. Long gone. Now they are saying that rapture has taken place, huh? In 63 now, no communion necessary, no foot washing necessary, because we are in the millennium, we have taken up rapture. Ho ho! Where is the dead in Christ then? I didn't see John, I didn't see Luther, I didn't see John Wesley. Where's Brother Branham then? He's still in the ground. Still in the ground! In Jeffersonville. Right? Now what is, John Wesley, well, he's in the ground somewhere, his dust may be flying around, all I know. Now, where's Martin Luther now? His bone probably is all turned to dust already. Oh my! What kind of nonsense these people are teaching? How many years does it take rapturing faith to work? Or in fact, for how many months does it take rapturing faith to work? How many weeks does it take rapturing faith to work? Or does rapturing faith work instantly? And it comes and you receive it and you know the body begins to change. Is that right? We have rapturing faith come in three phases. That's what Christ came to take the church. The shout, the message of the Brother Branham, come out of the system. Is that right? Into the Word of God. Two, the voice of the archangel, that's when we get into the fivefold ministry, we get into the tent. Just like Rebecca got out from the camel train, the message of Eliezer. Is that right? And went to Isaac. And they got into Mara Sarah's tent, and there in the tent they were in wedlock. Is that right? Hey, the messenger is inside there. He's not inside there, you know. There is no lamppost there. So we speak in our language here. there's only just Isaac and Rebecca. And they were in love and they built themselves up together. Is that right? The voice of the archangel. The voice of the chief messenger. Christ himself is the chief messenger. He's the one. Now into the fivefold ministry, he's perfecting the bride. That's when Christ now, that's why you know Isaac get into the tent with Rebecca, or Rebecca get into the tent with Isaac, and to enter the tent, you know what? He is marrying her. Huh? And you're satisfied that she was a real wife, a virgin, is that right? She made herself ready. And she became the husband of Isaac. Is that right? And then of course Isaac can be declared to the whole of the camp people, the family there, this is my beloved wife. Do you understand that now? Isaac and Rebecca only inside there. But the same thing here, we have the voice of the archangel, and the last thing is the trump. Can't you see that? What is the trump all about? The last trump, what is the trump? It's when the dead in Christ arise. And how do you get the rise? The dead in Christ arise? Huh? You know, this is the voice of the resurrection, the voice of Brother Branham. And, oh. Huh? You know the trump? I can say one thing, all the dead, they will hear the voice of Christ. Don't worry about that. But the living got to hear. Because the dead already gone before us. They're waiting for us. Is that right? They don't have to worry about any other thing because they are not alive. They are still there waiting for us out of this world, out of this earth. But here we are on this earth. We still have to hear the word of God. Hear. Faith comes by hearing. Shout, message. You hear. Voice of God, or voice of our angel. You hear the word of God get prophesied. Lastly, you need to hear the thunder sound to get the rapturing faith. That's when your body began to change. That's what I said. When the seventh thunder comes, they will speak the word. Oh, the seventh thunder already came, Brother John. Those are the seven angels that came to Brother Bram in the room. Open the seal. It's all in the message. Well, I'll tell you one thing, brother. If you people out there believe that, go and believe it in. Go and believe in that. Oh, that one man said, Father God, there are no seven men. I said, Father God, there are no seven men. Because after all, I'm still in the fivefold ministry, I'm still in the church, I'm still believing that. You know what I said, but what if there are seven men? Denomination. God sent a man. Did you recognize it? God sent a messenger with the word of God. Did you hear it? Did you recognize the man? No, they didn't, right? Now if God were to send the seven thunders, and there are seven men all together because John heard them uttered, they have a voice, their voices, each have a voice. Are you able to hear it? Are you able to hear? God, how can you hear when you don't even know what God is doing? Huh? How can Abraham have faith when he doesn't know what God is doing? How can Abraham believe God when he doesn't know what God is doing? God told him, he said, count the number of stars, count the number of sand if you can, because I'm going to make you father of nations. Abraham understood what God was doing. And he believed. Because of revelation he received. Because of that faith. Do you understand? Are you following me? Huh? Alright. Now, the little books that we have, of course the little book, as I said earlier on, it was an open book. It was already a seal that was open. That mighty angel came down with that. That is, as Brahman would say, the title deed, so to speak. Huh? A title deed. Something that declared that it's mine. The whole earth is mine. Everything is redeemed. It's mine already. So the thunder comes only after that, when that seals are opened to show that Christ is coming to redeem the earth. That's why we have the Christ that we sent with the heavenly shout, the voice of an angel and the trump of God. So to, first of all, to take the bride. Then later on, as the left foot shows, he goes to the land, he goes to Israel. Go back to Israel. Do you understand? Take Israel. And after that, as Jesus go through the fulfillment of the prophecy of Daniel 70th week, then we see that after that was over, then Christ come back to this earth and rule this earth. Huh? To redeem back all that belongs to him. Okay? And then at the end of it, all redemption is complete into the new heaven and new earth. Alright. The other thing is this. From this particular simple illustration of a chant, the shout, well, when we all became a Christian, we all have a wedding garment. We all have a white robe. White robe. Only a white robe. But you know, Christians went through all these years with their robe stained, with traditional doctrine, men's word, and the things of the world. So God sent a messenger with a shout, and it's become a rebirth, so to speak. To get out of these shells and of the systems of darkness of that we've caught in, and come out and go into the Word of God. And that's the reason why we go into this, the Word of God, come out and get into the Word of God, going back into the Apostolic Fathers' doctrine. That is when the voice of Christ will speak through the fivefold ministry to the church, perfecting the church. And that's why I say, there is no other way that the bride can be perfected except through the fivefold ministry. Because Paul said that. And Brother Bam himself said that. Brother Bam never said that the message that he preached will perfect the bride. But people have made it so. Right? And thirdly, allows it the trump is when, of course, when the seventh thunder comes on the way and speak the word, that's when our body begins to change. Now, listen carefully. Now I'm going to read something of Brother Bam, some quotes. Well, as I say, I'm not into quotes, but there are something that give you some understanding anyhow, but not to establish the doctrine, but to establish the faith, the fact that Bobman was pointing to something that we need to understand and listen clearly. Alright. He said this in the first seal. And then there is coming forth seven mysterious thunders. That's not even written at all. That's right, and I believe that through those seven thunders will be revealed in the last day in order to get the bride together for rapturing faith. For what we have got right now, we won't be able to do it. Next, other quote. That's taken from the third seal. Now, that's what the reason today. That the revival that we had supposed to have, we have denominational revivals. We haven't got the real stirring. No. No, sir. Don't think we've got revivals. No, we haven't got any, right? It says, we haven't. Oh, they have got millions and millions and millions of church members, but not the revival nowhere. No, the bride hasn't had the revival yet. See, there has been no revival there. No manifestation of God is still abroad yet. See, we are looking for it. You will take those seven unknown thunders back there to wake her up again. He will send it. He promised it. Now watch. What she was dead. Now let's just, even this quote will tell us something. We have no revival yet. Now if the thunder has opened already, is the bride having a revival? Oh yes, you say we are revival, we are dancing for Brother Bam said, yeah. Oh hallelujah, hallelujah. That is revival? That's not revival. We are talking about revival. You know what revival is? If there's revival, why are these people all confused out there then? Huh? Doing all the dance, all the court dancing, you know? Well, you have all what you have today, you have this square dancing and the step dancing, and this is a court dancing. And that's what they have today, is all this dancing around and having no understanding of the word. You know, it takes someone thunder to stir her up, Brother Bam said. That's true, you stir her up. And because they haven't a revival yet. A revival is this. Not just revival in the word. But you know, when people talk about in Pentecostal, they talk about revival, they go out there for this big time meeting, revival, people are all healed and well and dancing and so forth. That is what we call revival in the sense as Bob said, that denomination revival, you know, world revival, people coming to the truth, the preacher gospel, Jesus a healer and miracles, worker and so forth, they get revived. So is it the bride never had it? What are you going to turn the bride on? That seventh thunder is going to turn her on. That's when she have no leg, he will have leg. When one who have no eye would have eye. That's a revival. That's a revival. Because the body has to be revived, healed, you know what I mean? Or restored to a state where there is no one who's wearing a false teeth, or one who's wearing glasses don't have to use the glass. Yeah, the glasses and those who have no ear will have ear, those who have no eyes will have eye. That is what we call revival, restoring the body back. Then, that is called revival. And that revival, as you know, will take about 30-40 days. Is that right? But the example and type the Bible even showed to us in the scripture. When Christ came, they had revival for about 40 days. And that's what the bride going to have for 40 days. Then every one of us will be on. Then, in a moment, in a twinkling of eye, after all that revival, then our theophany comes and kept us in the moment instantly where our body put on immortality. Do you understand that? Put on immortality, then we go out. Next one I may read. And Jesus, his name on earth was Redeemer. Jesus, when he was on earth, he was the Redeemer, that's true. But when he conquered death and hell and overcome them and ascended on high, he received a new name. That's the reason they holler the way they do and don't get nothing. It be revealed in the thunder. The new name. If they have the thunders now speaking, do they have a new name? How many of you here who are dummies, you actually believe that you have the thunders now? That you actually having the thunder revealed to you? If you have, you got to know your new name. Is that all right? Look! Abraham, Sarai. When God came and speak to them, remember the three men that came by, when they spoke to Abraham, that by this time next year you will have a child, you will have a son. Like, what did God do to them? Change his name. From Abraham to Abraham. From Sarai to Sarah. Broken up. The name was changed. Because when you know one thing, when you have a revival in the body, I tell you, you get a new name. Believe me? Watch and see later when it happens. That's when you get a new name. Because your body is changed, you get a new name. Because you're going out, you get a new name. You know, people have a new name now, and if they said they have the thunders, they're hearing the thunders already, they already have the thunders of review, then what's their new name? Well, problem seeing the next thing here in the prophecy. God will chop two-edged sword, slay him, put him right down. Wait till them seven thunders utter their voices to the group who really can take the word of God and head it there. It slides and cuts. And they can close the heaven, they can shut this and do that, and whatever they want to glory. Did anybody who have the thunders now do that? Huh? Did they can do that? The speaking of the word. That's why I said, the shout is a spoken word ministry to restore the bride back to the word. The voice of the archangel, the fivefold ministry, is speaking the word now to perfect the bride. To a place where they can no more toss to and fro and waiting for the thunder to sound. And when the thunders come, the last trump, which is the phase again, which is when the final revelation given to the bride. You know what a trump is, isn't it? It rarely round the people. And when they speak the word, the spoken word, the body will be changed. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when the seventh thunder speak the word, you don't take weeks for something to happen to your body. Because the moment that the three men spoke to Abraham, the body began to change. Because in 3 months' time, already Sarah got conception. Right? But between the what they were spoken and the 3 months later, Abimelech wanted to marry her. An old lady? 80, how old was she? She was 85, 84? No. Was she 80? No. How old was Abraham? He was 99. Okay, so he was 89. Okay. So anybody wants to marry? Anybody wants to marry an 89-year-old woman? Then something happened to her body. Within that 3 months period, that means that in the moment that the angel spoke the word, the body began to change. Ha! Is that all right? That's the reason why for the body to receive the promised son. And that's the reason why we need the seventh thunder, as Bob Abraham said, so that we can have a revival, so that we can get rapturing faith. Our body begins to change first, and then the capstone comes, or the theophany, or our word body comes in to cap us. Is that right? Within all that period, all this revival is going on. As simple as ABC. As Barabram said, if you don't believe in ABC, you don't know what you are believing in. Could not be any harder, could it? Not at all. So in the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, as Jesus said, according to your faith. According to your faith. According to a revelation that you received. Is that right? Have you a revelation? Have you a revelation from God? Have you a faith from the Lord to see this thing? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And according to your faith, it shall be according to your faith. Sure, you believe that you can get the rapture now by listening to the tape of Brother Abraham. According to your faith, go ahead and do it. And see whether the faith is of the faith of God, or is a faith that you generated, or somebody has deceived you into that. I'm a man who propagates a lot, or talks so much about these thunders in the way that I spoke, that I became an enemy to many people. But you never fail. When God promised something about the spoken word, how do you operate? It happened that way. Even the case of Mary, the virgin shall conceive. It was prophesied. But if the word is not spoken to a virgin, then there will be no conception. There will be no virgin conception. Because that would be impossible. The word must be spoken. No virgin can suddenly say, oh, I'm pregnant. Is that right? The word must be spoken. And so the same thing. You need to hear those voices of those thunder. You need to get those voices of the thunder. If you don't do that, you don't have it, you don't hear it, you don't have the rapturing faith. If you don't hear the word of God for salvation, you don't have salvation. Is that right? Because that's what faith does. It stirs you up and bring the word of God to your memory. That's what the Holy Spirit does, is to bring it back. And the Lord bless every one of you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for thy holy word, Lord. We thank you for your love towards us all. I pray, Father, those that have heard this tape, Father, those that have heard this word, pray that they can look into thy word, Father, and see and search it out if those things were true, Lord. For there have been many false doctrine gone out, Father, into the world, messing up what the prophet have said, Lord, and making him more than what he was, a man who had just sent from God to restore the bride back to the world. And if we have, Father, that faith to look into it and comes back to your word and to hear the voice of our covenant messenger, the one that was prophesied way back before he came, Christ Jesus our Lord, then, Lord, as we begin to be in union with you, Lord, and mellow down in the sunlight of the Son of God and hearing His voice through the ministry that You have sent to perfect the bride of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. That Lord, when we come to a place that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, Lord, and being deceived by all the cunningness, lies of all these false prophets and preachers that are going around, Lord, saying all sorts of things. But Lord, we will be no longer tossed to and fro, but strengthened and matured in the grace of the Lord and be perfected in Thy word. And then, Lord, we would have an ear to hear them by that time when Thou send forth the seven thunder. And to speak the word, O Lord, that we will have rapturing faith received from You for the change of the body. We have a change of our souls, Lord, when we receive salvation faith. And many of us have gone through lifetime also when we receive healing faith and get our sickness healed, Lord. And also, Father, we now look to You even so for the rapturing of our soul, spirit, and body of this earth, Lord. And we know, Father, You will give it to us. And the day comes when we hear those voices. We ask for a blessing today now, Lord, and just bless us all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.